We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nida daf Mem Beis. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we brought in from the halacha of our previous Mishnah that all women, the halacha of Nida applies, even though it didn't even exit their body yet, unlike a Zav and a Balkeri, when it's already Beveis Achitzin, in the outermost region of her general area, then it's already going to be Metama as a Nida. Now, the Gemara brought a Braisa that halacha applies, that Metama Befnim Kibachutz, by Nida, Zava, but by Paleta Shechvazera, regarding when she's emitting the semen from the male. So then, it's a machlekes. Tanakama says that's included from the word Yia, that's going to also be like Zava and have the halacha of Metama Bifnim Kibachutz. Rabbi Shimon said, no, Dai Kibayla. No, it's not going to be worse than the man who the semen came from, that just like over there, his tumah is only when it's Bachutz. So to over here, it's only going to be when it totally exits our body. Now, relating to that, our Gemara continues and says the following question. This following question was going to relate back to this machlokes. Paleta shechvazera, a woman who is emitting seed, which is metamahar. But how do we qualify this tuma? Royahavya is the pasuk saying that she's tame because of like an emission, like in a re'ia, like when a woman has a re'ia of dam, it's considered something that's coming out from her body, from the same area where all those other tumas are. Oynegasavya. Or maybe it's simply because she's touching the shechvazera, where up until now, the halacha always is that when something is touching her, beveis asarim, as we mentioned in previous stuff, in the concealed area, so then there's no halacha of tumah. The one exception is on the time of when having relations, gzeiras hakasav is that even though it's concealed, it's going to become tumah. But when she emits the seed, then it's touching her on the outside when it's coming out, and then she's going to become tummy. So when she's emitting the seed, is it because like a re'iyah of dam? Or is it because, no, it's touching her as it's coming out. Now it's not beveis asarim anymore. Says Gemara, and the nafkamina, the difference between these two options is the following 2 points. Lister. If let's say she was a zava and she's counting her shivinikiyim, and then she emits the seed, is it going to undo the shivinikiyim? If it's a re'iyah, any re'iyah, like a woman has, like a Riyah of Dam, is Saiser, it undoes the Shivnikim, and you weren't clean from the area of the Erva, and you got to start all over. But if it's just because she touching the Shechvazer when it's coming out of her, then no, that's not a problem, because if she touches any Tumah during her Shivnikim, although she's Tumah, it's not Saiser her Shivnikim, because the Pasuk says Vesafrullah, she has to count 7 clean days, and it's clean. It's not something that she's having a Riyah, it's just that she's touching Shechvazer on the outside. Another difference is ulatame b'mashu, regarding is the transmission of the tumah even a minute amount. If it's a re'iya doesn't need a measurement, as we said in the Mishnah of Memam and Aleph, for the dam of Nida and Ziva and for Keri, the tumah is a kosher even a minute amount. But if it's because he's touching it, that requires a measurement. As the Gemara says later on, the Mem Gimel Mabez, there's one opinion that says it has to be the size of a lentil, another one says that it has to be the size of what would close up the opening of the male member, but it would require a measurement. And third of all, ulatamim b'fnei mikabachutz. And this is where it relates back to the machlekes. That is it going to be metamahar inside in what's called the veis achitzin, or only when it comes out of her body? If it's a re'iyah, then it's like we said regarding nida and zava, then it's going to be metamahar b'fnei. But if it's because it's touching, that would only be when it's outside of our body. So those are 3 differences regarding if it's considered roya or negas. Now regarding Rav Shmuel's question from Abaya, the Gemara asks, well, manavshach, what is it that he wants? Ishmile, if Rav Shmuel heard masnitin, which is actually masnita, it's a braisa, regarding all these words, it's really masnita, which was this machlegis in the previous stop between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. The Rabbanan said that when a woman is poileta shechvazer, when she emits the semen, it's metamahar internally as if it were externally, where Rav Shimon said, no, dai kabayla, she can't be worse than the man where it came from, where by him it only is metamah when it comes out, so to her. So then, you have your answer there. The Rabbanan Rayahavya, according to Rabbanan, obviously it's considered a re'iyah, and therefore it's metamim b'fnim kibachutz. Rabbi Shimon, the guys have, according to Rabbi Shimon, no, it's like she touched something, and therefore it's only metamim b'chutz. So what would be his question? And for Eloish Mele Masnitin, and the Gemara says, and if he didn't hear that price, then why is he in doubt? Mistabin the guys have you, logic would dictate that she's just considered tamim because of touching, because it's not like a re'iyah, which is coming from her uterus, from her body, from her internal organs. It's not coming from her body. It's what she received from the male. Is that what she's emitting right now? So obviously we would consider it as a re'iyah, as a negas, and therefore it would only be metamei b'chutz. So what was his question? He heard the b'raisa, so he knew of it. Now, Valibad Rabbanan, like Kimibayli, you're right, according to the Bin Rabbanan, he didn't have a question at all. Because since according to Rabbanan, they say that it's a Matame Bifnim Kibachotz. Obviously, there's no Tumah inside, it's only when you have a Re'iyah. And for sure, that's going to be Tameh then even with a minute amount. And also, regarding Stira, it's going to be Seisa the Shiv and the Kim, because actually, the Rabbanah learned it out that it's included in the Halacha of Ziva, because in the Pasuk over there with Nida and Ziva, it says Yiyah Zaiva, which Yiyah that we brought in the previous Tav comes to include, according to Rabbanan, the Halacha of Peleta Shech Vazer. So that's obviously included and considered in all those things, like a Re'iyah of Ziva. So according to them, it's definitely not a question. Rav Shmuel's question was regarding Rav Shimon. Now, you're right. Regarding that third variable we mentioned, you're right, that wasn't a question, because Rav Shimon says explicitly that it's not going to be Tamei Bifnim, it's only going to be Tamei Bechutz, like it says, Dayi Kabayla. But what was his question regarding the first two things we mentioned? Lister, will it undo the Shimon Nikiim, and will the Tumah also be even with a minute amount? My, what's the halacha? What's the question? Do we say ki kam Reb Shimon dai kabayla? When do we say Reb Shimon says halacha that what she can't be more severe than the man that it came from? Yeah, hanimil l'tmui b'fnim ki b'chutz. That's regarding the element of to say that if there will be tummy inside the woman as it is outside. And that we say just like the man that it came from, the tummy is only when it goes outside. So also her can't be mitama when it's still inside her body. But that's only regarding that halacha. Of a lister, but regarding undoing Shimon Nikiyim, and regarding Mitami with Manut amount, that we're not going to make her like a halacha of a negas, of a woman touching Shechva Zera. Because no, Raya Havya, we're going to consider her as someone has having a Re'iyah. Why? Because even if you're going to go based on Reb Shimon's reasoning that says, Daya Kabayla, she can't be worse than the Bayal, he himself, the Bayal, when he has his Shechva Zera, it's Saisa his Shimon Nikiyim, it's Mitama B'mashu. So therefore, yes, so for her also it's going to have the same halachas like a raya. Or maybe no, we don't differentiate. Just like regarding making her tummy internally. We say, no, she's not going to be tummy internally. So that means to say we're not considering her like a raya. So we're considering her like a negas. So if you're considering her like a negas, although it's coming from the logic of Daya Kabayla, but that means to say she can't be considered a raya, she's considered a negas. So then we have to say also regarding Tumas Mashu and Stira, she's also like a woman who's touching something of Tumah. Which touching something of a tumah is not seisa shechva zera and would require a shir. So anyway, that was his question. Ikadami, those say that no, actually la'olam lo yishmei limasnita. Actually, he never heard the brisa, and so then we said, okay, so if he never heard the brisa, out of logic, he should say that she's just considered touching because not really coming from her body shouldn't be considered raya. That's the gemara. No, it's not true. From logic, we would not have known it. Why? Because v'hachi k'mevayli. This was his question. Do we say from the fact that we see that the Torah was more stringent regarding a seminal omission by Har Sinai b'matan Torah, where the pasuk says in Shemos Yotes, Hashem told the Jewish men, "Al tik shol isha, don't come close to the women because we don't want to have relations because then they're going to be emitting the seed." Where it was regarding the women that they couldn't have had emitting seed for the next 3 days. Now Hashem didn't warn the Jewish people regarding a tumah mess or becoming a tummy from a sheretz. So if we see the Torah is more stringent regarding Bali, regarding the semen, regarding the Tumah of Shech Vazara, so Raya Havi, we see it's a severe type of a Tumah where, because it's considered something like a Re'iyah. Maybe no, can't learn out from that Halacha Bahar Sinai. Because the Chiddush, it's a novelty, because the Hazavin Umetzairon, the Chamiri, Tumas of Ziva, and Umetzairah, which are more stringent Halachas. The Torah wasn't even stringent to warn them about that. So that, therefore, obviously, it's an anomaly that regarding there by Har Sinai that there was a stringency regarding the halach of Shech Vezer, and that wouldn't tell us that it's a more severe type of tumah, that it's not neges, but rather lagabi, that it's like a raya. So that was his question. But not that he didn't know the brisa, but even if he didn't know the brisa, even though, yeah, we said, okay, so therefore we should know it's neges, he wasn't sure because maybe it would be considered raya like we find by Har Sinai. So either version of the question, Amalei Abaye said to him that when a woman is Paleta Shech Vazera, Raya Havi, she's considered like she's having a Re'iyah. And therefore, again, it has those stringencies that we said regarding a Re'iyah. Now, Asa Shaila the Rava, then he came and asked Rava, Amalei Raya Havi. So he said, yes, it's considered like she's having a Re'iyah. And then Asa came into Rav Yisav, Rav Shmuel went and asked in front of Rav Yisav, and Amalei Raya Havi, he said that, yeah, she's considered having a Re'iyah. Not like the Halacha of Negas. Afterwards, that he went to ask the others, he came back to Abaye. And Amalei, he said to Abaye, Kuchu beruka chadetafisu. You're all spitting the same spit, meaning you're all saying the same teaching. So Amalei Abaye said to him, Shapei Amalech Yeth, they like Abaye himself told them, they gave you the appropriate answer. Because Adkan Lekom Reb Shimon Dai Kaboyla, what was the rationale of Reb Shimon's opinion? Why did he say that for the halacha of Metame Bifnim Ki Bachutz, that it's not going to be Metame Bifnim, only Bachutz, like a Nagas? He didn't say because she's Nagas. He said because Dai Kaboyla, she shouldn't be more severe than the man who it's coming from. Elatame Bifnim Ki Bachutz, that's only relative to the halacha of inside versus outside. But regarding demolishing the Shibin Akim, or to make a tumma, even a minute amount, for that, Raya have you. Because even if you're going to say the Kibayla on that, she's going to have the tumma like the Bayal, who he's bimitame, even a mashu, for himself. And it's also Shibin Akim, like the Bayal, and therefore, he answered that she's going to be considered like a Raya, and it's only going to be considered, so to speak, like in the gas, for the Alocha, that it's not going to be tamim bifnim, but rather it's only going to be bechutz, according to the opinion of Shimon. Continuing on this theme from the previous daf, which we're talking about this idea, metame b'fnim kibachutz, tarabon lena b'raisa. So Hanida, the menstruating woman during the days of Nida, v'azava, woman who becomes a zava, v'shamer siyam keneged yoyim, which is one day during the, which essentially the b'raisa is saying, whether she saw for 3 days, which would make her into a zava, whether she saw only one day, either way, what we're saying here in this halacha is that it's the tum is good, should become tame when it's already beves achitzim, which in the outermost region of by the cervix, not out of the body yet. But in the first time she has a riyah, when it's already beves achitzim, she's going to be considered tame. And also v'haya ledes, which I'm going to explain what's this case of a woman who gave birth. But regarding all these four cases, kulam etames befnim kibachutz, they all have the first time they have a riyah. First time there's dam, then the tumah is going to be internally as if it were externally. Meaning once it's already beves achitzim. Now we know obviously some of the re'ir reshayin because it was the second time, then you wouldn't have to say anything because even without a re'ir, they're all tummy, these women, once they have that first re'ir. We're saying the first time it's coming comes beves achitzim, and even though it's not out of the body, it's in the outermost of the inside, she's going to be tummy. Now. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Akula Lechai. We understand the other three, Nida, Zav, Shemer, Siyam, Keneged Yom. We understand, as we said in the previous staff, the source for that, that's Matam Befnim Kibachot. Elia led this, but the Gemara asks, regarding the case of a woman who gave birth, what's the case talking about? Ibame Nida, if during the days of her Nida days, the woman gave birth and she saw Dam, so that we know. The Brisa says already, that's Nida. For that itself, she's going to be considered Tamei Befnim. Ibimei Ziva, if she's giving birth in the days of Ziva, so that the price already tells us that it's a Ziva. What's the utility of saying the case of Yaletz? Says Gemara Loitzricha, no, it's necessary in the case. She yarda litvol mitumma litahara. It's talking about, after the 2 weeks of having given birth to a girl, she's going down to immerse herself in the mikvah to purify herself from the state of tumma, which a woman has automatically the first 2 weeks after birth when she gives birth to a girl, to go into the next 66 days that she's going to be tar. Which this is not Yimei Nida or Yimei Ziva. Now, the reason for this state that we're talking about right now is because we hold like Beis Hill, who said on the Aflam Hamad Beis, that a woman doesn't automatically become tar, her dam does not automatically become tar after the 14 days. It's contingent on 14 days and immersion in the mikvah. So it's not going to be considered dam tar until after she immerses herself in the mikvah. And that's significant over here because this dam that we're going to be describing right now is not dam Nida. But it's neither dam tar yet, because it's only tar when she immerses herself in the mikvah. So the dam is going to be tame, but again, not as dam nida, because she doesn't become a nida with this dam. So it's regarding that type of a case where the woman is already after the 14 days, she's going down to immerse herself in the mikvah to purify herself, and that's the case that we're going to describe. As the Gemara explains, V'chiha dami reb zeir amar p'chiya barashi amar ra. Yeledes sheyar delitvul metumah latahara. A woman who's going to immerse herself in the mikvah to purify from the tumah to tahara, the nekrim imenu dam, and then blood gets uprooted, dislodged from the uterus to the what's called the bayis achitzin, the outermost part of the vagina, and it's there for a day or two. So he says this follows: he says, if biyurida, if the tumah had come out of the uterus, although it's not out of her body, it's in the vaginal canal, but it came out of her body when she was going down to the mikvah, I mean before she immersed, so then tumah. So then, that blood is being metame as long as it's inside the woman, because it's tame blood. It didn't get purified after 14 days. It's only when she immerses herself in the mikvah. Now, so therefore, when it actually ultimately ends up coming out, she's going to have to immerse herself another time, because her immersion did not purify the blood. it purifies the woman, but she's tummy all the while it's in her body. And that's what the Braise is telling us when it says that you led this mitama beveisachitzen. What does it mean a woman gave birth to this mitama beveisachitzen? It's not dam nida, it's not dam ziva. It's this dam tummy from the yoledis, which it didn't become purified, because although it's post 14 days, but she's not pure yet because she didn't immerse herself in the mikvah. Now, if it's Baaliyah, but if the blood dislodged after Sharita was coming out of the mikveh, so then Tyra, then she's already pure. So any blood that's inside her uterus is not going to be tummy now. She's already in Yemei Tahara, because she's already in Yemei Tahara, and she already immersed herself in the mikveh. So that's the case that we're talking about, of Yeledes being Metame Vesachitzen, specifically that blood that's tummy, that's not Dam Nida Dam Ziva, doesn't make her tummy for 7 days. It's blood that just wasn't purified, and that blood is what's being metameh. Now, and that we're saying is metameh even beveisachitz, meaning bifnim kibuchatz. On this, however, asked the Gemara, Amli Rebzeir, who said this teaching, Rebzeir asked him, he says, wait a second. Even Biyarida, even the case that you're describing, which is proposing to explain the halacha of the Braisa, that when the woman didn't go to the mikveh yet, she's going down the steps of the mikveh, and the blood comes out of the uterus, it's in the beveisachitz. Amai Tmeya, why you're saying it's metamihar, tumma b'luahi, it's absorbed tumma. Now, the Gemara tells in Chulnaf Ayin Alf Menav that tumma b'luah, absorbed tumma, let's say someone swallowed something, it's inside the person, does not contaminate, not by touch, not by caring. So over here, where it's absorbed tumma, it's still absorbed in the woman's body. Why are you saying that's going to make her tummy? Now, the obvious question, as Rashi addresses, is what do you mean? Why is this not similar to all women that we say need the zava? It's metame vesachitzen, although it's quote absorbed in her body. So that's like we were alluding to just before, is that it's different because over there, that's what's called a re'ia. It's considered an emission, a discharge. That's a tumma of 7 days. That the Torah tells us, as we said in the previous daf, bivsari, even though when it's in her flesh, once it comes to the beis achitzin, it's already considered a discharge. So it's just going to be tummy. But over here, the tummy is, it's not a discharge. It's going to be tummy because she's carrying or touching something that's tummy, which actually this dama only makes her tummy up until the evening. It's not a re'iyah. So that's what the question is, if it's a source of tummy, that not because you discharge, but it's something that's tummy, and you're touching or carrying it, but tumma b'luah does not contaminate by touching or carrying. So therefore that was his question, why are you saying the woman's going to become tummy? So Reb Zeira said to him, Zil Shaila Rebavin. Go ask your question to Rebavin. The Asbri Nahalei, because I had explained to him the understanding of this halacha that you're asking me. V'karkash liberashi, and he agreed to what I was saying, and he shook his head in agreement. And this was all Bei Medrash in the Beis Medrash. So Asul Shaila, so he went to ask this question to Rebavin. So Malay Rebavin said to him that Asur Kenivlas Eftar, they made this halacha of this woman, of the case that we were describing from Zera, that she is discharging blood after 14 days from the birth, before she went to immerse herself in the mikveh, like the nevela of a kosher bird, when a kosher bird is not properly slaughtered, Shemetama Begadim Beve Sabli, where then it contaminates the garments of the one who's wearing it as he's swallowing it, which is the garments that a person is wearing when he touches a dead kosher bird that wasn't properly slaughtered, his garments do not become tameh. Because there is no tumah of maga regarding a nevela of oiftar. Because the Torah tells us in Mikra Chabez, lo yechel tamaba, shouldn't eat the nevela of oiftar to become tameh. Which tells us, it's only what the Pasuk tells us. It's only when you eat it, not when you touch it. And what is it metame? It's metame the garments that a person's wearing when he's swallowing it, like the Pasuk says over there, v'chol nefesh ha-shatechol nevelo trefa be'ezuch ha-beger v'chibes begadu v'tar, that he has to wash his garments, this is when it's in his throat. Now, we know it's talking about specifically the nevela of a kosher bird, because the nevela of an animal, that does not contaminate in the throat, because as the Gemara is going to tell us in Amud Beis, that the Pasuk says, a halacha, specifically by nevela sa'ivtar. Now, additionally, it's not talking about the nevela of a non-kosher bird, because as the Braisa says in Teres Kayanim, we're only talking about something that is problematic for eating it because it wasn't properly slaughtered. That excludes a non-kosher bird, where it's not a problem because it's a nevela, it's a problem because it's not kosher. So Rebavin explained to him, just like over there, that although it's belua, the veis hablia, it's where it's absorbed in where the person swallows. And still, it's going to be metamehim and even in his garments. So to over here, regarding this woman, the same case is the same idea, where even though it's absorbed in her body, it's in the beis achitzen, it's also going to contaminate her. On that he asked, "Mi dami, is it comparable, these two halachas?" So he continued to Medbeis, Hasam ain la tama b'chutz. They're regarding the halacha of the oif tami. There is no tama out of the body. Like we said, la tama va, the only halacha you have is what it says over there, which the Torah decreed that the tama of nevela of Torah is only when it's in the throat. So therefore we understand, okay, that's going to be, even though it's beveis abliya, even though it's blua. But over here, when it comes out, it should contaminate. And since it could technically be like one of those things that could contaminate when it's on the outside, it should be like all other tumas that's not metame when it's absorbed. So we're back to the question. Why are you saying over here that it's going to be metame even when it's absorbed in the woman's body? So that answers the Gemara. You're right. Here also in this halacha of Reb Zeir is kishayatz l'chutz. It's talking about when it comes out of her body, then it's going to be metame her if it had been discharged before she immersed herself in the mikvah. If she immerses, you're right, she's tara as long as the blood is still there beveis achitzin. But when it subsequently comes out, and then it's going to be touching her, then she can become tummy. So the Gemara, iyatz lachutz, but if that's the halacha he was saying, that the difference between she's going down and when she's coming up, if it discharged before she went down, it's only when yatz lachutz, when it comes out, so then my lememra, what's the necessity of saying this? We know that this blood is dam tummy because it came discharged from her body before she immersed, and that was still from the tummy blood, so of course it can be tummy when it comes out. What was the necessity of saying this? So the Gemara, no matter what would you say? Migi de behind tefila, ladam de ikagavoi. Since the immersion of the woman in the mikvah after 14 days, according to Basil, that immersion helps for the blood that's internally, the blood in the uterus that didn't get discharged yet. That blood now, after she went to the mikvah, is tahar blood. It's not going to go ahead and be metamer. It's already been made tahara. So tahani namelahai. So therefore, it should also help for this blood that's not inside anymore, but rather beveis achitzin. That it should help for that also. Mashallah, that's right to say that no, since it got already discharged from the uterus, even though it's still in the woman's body, but it's already tummy blood, although it's not being metame har because it's balua, but it's already tummy blood, and then when it comes out, it will be metame har. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Shmaitin, the teaching of Reb Zeir, which we had a difficulty with, which was asked to say, wait a second, how's it metame har? Even though it got discharged before she immersed in the mikveh, it's tummy blua, it's absorbed tumma. So that's ifrik. So that we answered. That you're right, we said Reb Zeir was only saying it when it comes out of her body, then it's going to be metame. But the problem is, now we're back to the original question. Now we don't have an explanation for the halacha of the Braisa, which said that a yeled, as a woman who gave birth, is metame beveis achitzin, is metame when it's still inside her body, in the outermost region. We said, like Reb Zeir, we can't say that anymore. Because Reb Zeir is saying, actually, she's not tame until it comes out of her body. And the Braisa is saying that it is going to be metame bifnim. And we said, what's that case? We said, oh, it's when it's beveis achitzin. But and we said like Reb Zeir's halacha, but Reb Zeir is not saying that. So says the Gemara Eliyeled, so the halacha of a woman who gave birth that was saying it's metame bifnim, it's only possible in the original cases, which we're back to the question. Ibimei nida nida. If it was during the days of nida, she's a nida. Ibimei ziva ziva, days of ziva ziva. So either one, we know that they're already tummy for those reasons because of bifnim kibbutz like nida and ziva. So what's this halacha of Yeled? Says Gemara, my skin is here, right? What are we talking about here actually in the Braisa? It's belay diyaveshta. It's a dry birth. There's no blood. So she's not a nida and she's not a ziva. Says the Gemara, if lay diyaveshta, it's a dry birth, what is this that you're saying that when she gives birth, she's metame inside as outside with what? There's no blood. If there's blood, then she's a nida or a zava. So what are you saying that it's a dry birth? Says the Gemara, right, because we're not talking about dam. We're talking about a different idea which is related to inside as outside. Vlad, we're talking where the child, the baby, stuck its head out of the canal. And we're talking about regarding having given birth, although the head of the baby is still inside the woman's body, which is the Vesachitzin, but it stuck its head beyond the canal, which is what connects the Beis HaPnimi, which is the uterus, and the Beis HaChitzin, which is by the outermost part, right, by the cervix, that was saying the child's considered as born already, and therefore the woman's going to be tummy not because of blood, because of leida. There's a tumma of giving birth. Okay, Rav Eish, and this is going like Rav Eish, who he said that once the baby's already beyond the canal, what we're calling the praisder, even though it's still Beis HaChitzin in the outermost part, it's already considered born. Dam Rav Eish, as Rav Eish says, regarding what it says in Chul Nafayin Beis HaMedav, there's a Mishnah that says that a woman, that there was a stillborn, the fetus died when it was still in her womb, and then they had to get the fetus out. So the midwife went and stuck her hand in. Now, the midwife touched the fetus. So you say that she's already tummy for 7 days for having touched a dead person. The woman is tahar until the child comes out. Now, On the Gemara, we asked, why is the midwife Tamei, but it's Tumah Blua? It's absorbed Tumah inside the woman, and Tumah Blua is not Metamei. So Rav Yishai said that the Tumah of the midwife is rabbinic. What's the concern? Gizera, it's a rabbinic decree, Shema Yitzi HaVlad Roish Echutz L'Praisa, because maybe the child already stuck its head out of the canal into the Veis HaChitzen, and the midwife touched it. So once it already came out of the canal, the child's already considered born and is not Belua absorbed anymore, which would be a biblical tumma because she would be touching a dead person. But one thing you see from that halacha is once it's out of the canal, even though it's Beveis HaChitzen, the child's already considered born. And that's the concern that maybe was already like that, and therefore concerned for the chaya, for the midwife for that. So therefore, regarding Mimitami, the woman, the mother, but Thomas Leda, it's also considered born. And therefore, that's what we're saying, this halacha, b'fnim k'b'chutz, even though it's not out of the woman totally, but it's b'veis achitzen, that's already considered that the child is born, and therefore the yeled is going to be tamei simply because of Leda, not because of dam, because you're right, that would be either as a nida or a zav. Says the Gemara, b'chiyahuda also kamei de rabba. Similar to like this person that came in front of Rav, in other words, from Rav, also we could understand this idea that when the head is out of the canal, even though it's Beveis HaChitzen, the child's already considered born. Because Amalei, the person that asked Rav, he says, Ma'u lemimlo b'shabata, what's halacha? You're allowed to do a circumcision on Shabbos? So Amalei Shabbat Dami, Rav said, yeah, you're allowed to do circumcision. Mila is allowed to be done on Shabbos. We learn that from a pasuk that's done even on Shabbos. So Basar did nothing after the person left. Oh, Rav said, "Sukka Taitach, are you really thinking? I mean, is it possible that who gavra that person lo yodu the shor lemimul b'shabbat, that the person didn't know? Everyone knows in bris mila that to do a circumcision on Shabbos. Rather, it must have been that he had some type of a doubt, some type of question. Something really was. There's something more to this story. So Rav went after that man, and normally he said to him, Emily, tell me, easy gufa de uvda hechabit. Tell me exactly what's the story. What's this whole larger picture of the question you're asking?" So Malay, so the man said to him, look, Shamed Vlad did Tzavit, said, I heard the child, the fetus, screaming inside the woman, Apani de Malay Shabbat, when it still was day on Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon. Now, Veloyis Yalid al Shabbat, but the child wasn't born until Shabbos, so 8 days later is Shabbos again, and therefore, that's what I'm asking, could you do the bris on Shabbos? Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, oh, you heard the child already, you heard the child screaming, Hai Hoitzi Reisha Chutzla Praizderhu. That must have been that the child already stuck its head out of the canal into the Beis HaChitzen. So even though the child wasn't out of the woman yet until Shabbos, but it was already with Beis HaChitzen. And therefore it was considered born on Friday. So therefore Shabbos is a circumcision, not in this appropriate time. Although once past the eighth day you have to do circumcision, but it's not the eighth day itself. Any circumcision that's not the eighth day itself, you don't desecrate Shabbos. And actually, no, then you cannot do the bris milah on Shabbos. You have to do it on Sunday if it wasn't done on the appropriate day of Friday. Now, by the way, the following question. The thing on this halacha of the veis achitzen, the outermost area of the woman's vagina, that place of the woman that we're describing. So, beluahava, is that considered absorbed? Or is that a concealed place? Which these are two halachas that say that there's no tumma, but we'll see there's a difference, that there's concealed and there's absorbed. And we could say that both regarding that area of the woman, which one is? Is it considered absorbed or hidden? So it says the Gemara, what's the difference? What's the halachic relevancy? It would be like as if a friend stuck an olive-sized piece of a dead animal, a nevela, which is metame, which the kezayis is the shear, b'yisamokam, in that place. E'amr b'luahava, if you say that area is absorbed place, tumah b'luah le'metame. Absorbed tumah does not contaminate. It's like as if it doesn't exist, like when something is absorbed. And therefore there's no halacha of contaminating neither with touch, neither with carrying, so the woman actually would be tar. Now, but v'yamr b'yisasar m'hava, but if you say that, no, it's just like a concealed place. Like any folds in a person, let's say a person has areas in their body that folds over. So the tumah is not nullified, it's just that it's concealed. So nehid b'magulei metami, so you write that it's not going to contaminate through touch, because beis sarm is not metami with negia, but b'masami metami, but it does contaminate with carrying, because it's only if it doesn't exist that it's not going to be metami. It doesn't have to be touching, it's only if it's revealed. So beis sarm is not going to. But it doesn't nullify it, so then it's metame with masa. So therefore, this woman should be tame because she's carrying the nevela b'yisamakim. So that would be the relevancy of that question. So Abayam Abaluahav says it's considered absorbed tama. It's not metame her at all. Rav Ami says, no, based on some have it's a concealed area. Your eye is not going to contaminate her by touch, but it's contaminating her by her carrying it. So Amar Rav says, Minam Minilah, says, where do I know this from? Because the Tanya Lina Braisa, which recorded in previous stuff, that talks about marital relations regarding the Shechva Zera, the semen being Metamahar. So the Braisa said, Elabim Nation Tumas Basis Sarmi. The truth is, really, this Tumah of a man having a copulation of seed with a woman is really concealed Tumah. The Tumah Basis Sarmi Limitama, really generally, a Tumah in the concealed area does not contaminate. Elish Exesa Kasim, but it's a biblical decree that says that she can become Tumah from the act of copulation of seed. But one thing says, Rava, you see that it's talking about the marital relations that's considered a Tumah of Basis Sarmi. You see that area of the woman, Basachitzin, is Basis Sarm, not Balua. So therefore, although it's not metama through maga, through touch, but it would be metama by carrying. But Vabayi says, no, it's not a raya. Chada va'id kamar. The Bryce saying one point and another point. Chada, first of all, like Abayi holds the tuma blue here. It's not going to usually be metama, and then we need the gzeis akasim, because it's absorbed tuma. And absorbed tuma is not metami at all, as Abayi holds, even with masa. Va'id, but then the Bryce is saying another point. The Braisa wants to tell us that even if you'd say it's a lower level of Tumah, it's not just based on it's even bluer. But even if you would want to say and limit it that it's only a concealed Tumah, still ain't a Matamah, it wouldn't be Matamahar, because it's concealed. Because it's just a biblical decree, but the Braisa is not approved, it could be the Braisa holds that it's really a higher level of Tumah bluer, and it wouldn't be Matamahar even with Masa. Similarly, the Gemara has a similar type of discussion, Ibola, the following question. Mukum nevelas aiftar, the place of a nevela of a kosher bird, which, as we said before, in the throat of a person, which is the only place that the nevela of a kosher bird could contaminate a person, only over there. So is that space balua hava? Is that considered an area of absorbed? We hear also it's exeris akasiv that's specifically over there. Is it absorbed? A basis of sarm hava, or is it concealed? A concealed place. So the Gemara Lamai Nafkamin, what's the difference? Kugun Shatachav Lechaveroi, similar type of a case, Kezais Nevelo Techpiv, where his friend stuck into his throat, he pushed into his throat, and that's where it got into him, an olive-sized piece of Nevela into his mouth, because if he himself would be sticking it in, so he would become Tamei by simply by touching it. He didn't touch it. A friend stuck it into his throat. Iyamid Beluahava, if he says considered an absorbed place, so Tama Belu and Lamatame. So absorbed Tama is not contaminated in any way. It's like it doesn't exist. Not with Masa, not with Maga. Eli Iyamid Basis Starmahava, but if you say it's only a concealed place, Nahi Namid, because concealed, absorbed is like inside the person, but in the throat or in the area where these are areas that are a little bit more external, opening up to the outside world, maybe it's not Belua. Maybe it's just based on, maybe it's just concealed. So Nahina Mimagula Matama say, right, maybe with touch not gonna contaminate, but Mamasa Mimatama, but maybe it should contaminate by him carrying it. Sabayama Baluhava he says is considered absorbed. But Ravama based on have a similar here also, Rava says that it's only considered a concealed area. Now Amabaya Minah Minula. Abai says, where do I know this from? That in the throat is considered that it's balua and it's not gonna be tama even with masa, it's a tendlaglint na braisa. Bryce says, Yachal Tehei Nevelas Behemah. You would think that the Nevela, the dead carcass of an animal, would be Metame Begadma Besabli, would contaminate the garments that a person's wearing when the piece of the Nevela is in his throat. Tamalama, that's the Pasuk teacher, Meyikrit says, Nevela Utrefa Lo Yoichel Utamava. A dead animal, or one with a moral defect, one should not eat to contaminate him. Which tells us, Misha Ein Lo Tome Ela Achelasa. Only the type of creature that the Tuma that it contaminates is only when he's eating it. Which is by a nevela of a iftar. Yet says Zizu, Shetimei, Kaid Mashiach Lena, that excludes the nevela of the behema, which contaminates even before it's eaten. There's a tum of maga by nevela of a behema, so it's contaminated even before it's in his throat. Therefore, that doesn't have this halacha of tummy in the throat to make the garments that he's wearing tummy. But then says the Braisa, but taste of a kavachimer, minivla saiftar. But we should learn from a kavachimer from the nevela of a kosher bird. Because a man nevela saiftar, if we find by the dead carcass of a kosher bird. Shein lo tuma b'chutz, where it's limited. It doesn't have a tuma if one contacts it on the external part of his body. Yesh lo tuma b'fnim, yet still there's tuma inside his road. Sedush yesh lo tuma b'chutz. So here by the nevela of the behemah, where it contaminates even on the outside. Ein adin shesh lo tuma b'fnim, isn't it a kavachem, and that for sure should have the stringency of tuma inside his throat? That amakra ba. And that the pasuk says, in it. In this context, the garments are going to become tuma when it's in his throat. Which it says only something that's that contaminates when you're eating. In this, specifically by the Nevela of Tar, and it's excluding anything else, it's not going to apply to the Nevela of a behema. But then says the Braisim, Kimatam Alemin, and what does the Pasuk teach us in the Yikra? Perkid Alf Pasuk Mem, that says, Vaha Oichel. It says, and whoever eats from the nevela of a behema, so he'll have to wash his garments and be tummy until the evening, and whoever carries the nevela is going to have to wash his garments and be tummy until the evening. What is it talking about echila, if you're saying the halacha of echila doesn't pertain to the nevela of a behema? Oh, says the Braisa, leek and shear, lenegeya velenaisa. It's just, the reason why it's talking about eating is telling us the measurement for the halacha of tumma of touching and carrying a nevela of behema. To tell you that it's ka'ichel, like the shear of eating. Ma'ichel, because that's just like we know everywhere that generally the prohibition of consumption is the measurement of an olive. Afnegeya v'naisa, because it's just telling us eating, to tell us that's also the measurement for tummy, for touching and carrying, is also the measurement of an olive. But one thing says Abai, you see that regarding the nevela of a behema, that there is no tumma of masa. There's no tummy at all, we're saying, in the throat. Obviously, it's like balua, which is absorbed, and therefore not like rava. Like I say on this theme, Amar Rava, Rava says, Sheretz Bekoimte. Someone has a dead sheretz, which are one of those sheretz that contaminate, convey tumah, in one of the folds in his body, let's say by his armpits or some other fold in his body, tahar, the person is going to be tahar. Nevela Bekoimte, but if he's holding a dead carcass, a kazai size of it, in his fold of his body, tummy is going to be tummy. So the Gemara explains, Sheretz Bekoimte tahar, if there's a sheretz, dead sheretz in his fold, he's tahar, because sheretz b'negiyuhu d'metame. A dead sheretz contaminates only by touch. Ubesas hasarm, lav bar magu. A concealed part of the person's body is not contaminated through touch. Now, nevela b'kamta tame, but when there's a dead animal in his fold, is going to be tame, because nehid b'magu l'metame, because although you're right, since it's a concealed area, you cannot contaminate through touch, but b'masami metame. But as long as it's not balu, if it's just based on storm, it contaminates by carrying, and therefore, since he's carrying it, he's going to be tummy with the nevela. Now, continues Rava, sheretz b'kaimtai, but however, the same case of when you have the sheretz in his fold, v'echnisoi la'avir hatana, and then he came in that way into the airspace of an oven. So tummy, the oven's going to be tummy. So it's more pshita, obviously. What do you mean? The sheretz is in the airspace of the oven. So though it's not matam in the person because it's basis storm for him, but it's still in the airspace of the oven, and therefore it's obvious that the oven should become tummy. Says Gemara, no, what would you say? The Torah tells us that only way that it matami the oven is when it's inside of it. But as you continue to tap of memigam after, there's halacha that tells us, but if it's inside something that's inside the oven, that then it's not matami. So you would think also over here that, okay, the sheretz is inside the fold of the person who's inside the oven, and therefore that's teich teich, and therefore it should not contaminate the oven. Kamash v'lan, that's what he's teaching us, that that's not considered teich teich. Teich teich is only when, let's say, the sheretz is in the kli, in the oven, where the opening of the kli goes above the opening of the oven, so it's not in any part of the airspace of the oven, because it's in the kli, and the kli doesn't even open up into the oven. The opening of the kli is beyond the oven. So it's in the kli, which is in the oven, then it's not going to be time of the oven. But here, that's the sheretz is in the airspace of the oven, it's just in the folds of the person, so it's not, although it's not going to contaminate the person, it is going to be time of the tanner.